Good morning to you all, and welcome to the Wednesday morning devotional. I am beginning this podcast with a delicious cup of coffee made with an AeroPress, which probably most of you have never heard of. A dear friend introduced me to this coffee making magic, and it has become a routine. For those of you who really enjoy that first and possibly only cup of coffee in the morning, you can appreciate that calm moment when you sit down before the day begins to rush, perhaps with your Bible or devotional, and sip away. I hope that you are enjoying that moment with me this morning. That brings me to our last visit with the Adventures of the Apostles from the book of Acts. We have learned much about living from these stories, but there is one last lesson that I've noticed throughout the events recorded that I feel is worth pointing out. Paul and Silas are in Philippi, a Roman colony, preaching the good news. They are followed daily by a woman slave who predicted the future, and she earned a lot of money for her owners. As she followed Paul and Silas, she said over and over again, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." Paul finally ordered the spirit to leave the woman, which angered her owners, who called for the magistrate to arrest them. So the story goes in Acts 16, 22 through 34, Paul and Silas in prison. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. You need to know that it was the jailer's absolute responsibility to see that prisoners did not escape. The consequence would be a painful death, so the jailer took every precaution to prevent their escape. Continuing verse 25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." As I said, I've read this passage a number of times over the years and have been struck by the fact that Paul and Silas did not immediately get up and run out of the jail along with all the other prisoners. Here they are, locked in chains and stocks in a dark, damp jail, having been painfully whipped, with only the worst of treatment to look forward to. Why didn't they escape? After all, there was an act of God, an earthquake, that had freed them. Why did they not thank God and run? Surely this was God's plan. I thought about the courage of people, not just Bible figures, but more often regular human beings over the centuries and recently who have withstood the risk of ungodly treatment in order to spread the truth, not deny their faith, or to save the lives of others. And I wonder, could I do that? Would I have the courage to do the right, unselfish thing in such circumstances? Honestly, I don't know. I hope so, but hope at the same time that I will not be tested that way. You see, as a simple human being, I'm afraid my survival instincts would have overridden any thoughts of the well-being of the jailer. I'm afraid I would take my chances with freedom, every man for himself, as it were, but not Paul or Silas. Verse 29. The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he'd come to believe in God, he and his whole household. Now, I don't know how much Paul knew about the next steps in his life. He knew the Lord had instructed him to go to Rome, but I don't think he knew exactly how that was going to happen or all the situations he would be faced with on the way. In other words, he had no assurance this would be an easy, painless task. He clearly moved forward one step at a time in faith. I think here's the lesson for us. See the situation, the task before you. Don't jump ahead of yourself. Do the right thing in the situation you are in. Instead of thinking of self only or first, think of others first. How will your handling of the situation harm or help others involved? Paul's staying put in order to save the jailer's life alone was a good decision. The fact that he made that choice brought the jailer and his entire household and those beyond to the grace of the Lord. Our loving kindness, the choices we make in times of stress and difficulty, can change the lives of those who observe us and see in our actions the love of Christ. Let us pray for each other that during times of stress, like COVID-19, that we will follow Paul's example. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you enjoyed your coffee time, and may the Lord bless you and yours.